Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Murder on Lexington Avenue by Victoria Thompson, narrated by Suzanne Torren.
Chapter 1. Detective Sergeant Frank Malloy pushed his way through the crowd gathered at the entrance to the modest office building. Murder always drew a crowd in New York City, even in respectable neighborhoods. Even on a peaceful autumn Saturday afternoon. The uniformed copper guarding the door nodded and admitted him, causing much outrage to the curious onlookers who had been fruitlessly demanding admittance for quite some time. Inside, the building wasn't so modest. Marble floors gleamed in the late afternoon sunshine, and rich, dark woodwork gave the place a distinct air of respectability. Not the kind of place where people usually got themselves murdered, Frank thought, as he scanned the loitering figures for whoever was in charge of this investigation. The man in question had already spotted Frank, and he disengaged himself from the men he'd been speaking with and made his way across the marble floor. Frank recognized him immediately. They'd crossed paths before, and Frank knew he wasn't the kind to resent Frank's involvement in the investigation. In fact, he'd be glad to be relieved of the responsibility.
"Malloy," he said, reaching out a hand, "good to see you."
He was one of the ward detectives. His main job would be collecting bribes and blackmail money from the crooks and the madams, and distributing it to the right places. But he was also responsible for reporting crimes in his ward to police headquarters, and getting one of the detective sergeants...